1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 752, second Thursday of each month at this time, joined by State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Meskers. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Tony Savino. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm recovering after a day up at the Capitol.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on up there with the budget.
Well, the budget is in the intense negotiation about the volatility cap and what we're going to do this session versus what we're going to do in September, October when we get the budget out of the federal government. We're facing the risks of a pretty severe cutback from the federal government in spending. They're talking about $885 billion, and they haven't squared that out yet. So there's a little bit of a concern about the effects we're going to see it on our nonprofits all across the state and our funding for Title I schools and the rest of the budget. So I think we're going to try to square out a budget in June, and my expectation again is we'll be back in October once we know what the federal impact of budget cuts look like.
All right. Now, there's a talk. The Republicans sent out some messages. Is there a call from Democrats for an emergency to try to suspend the fiscal guardrails? What's happening there?
No. I think right now the question, I'm leaving it in the governor's hands. He's had a great job managing the economy, and we have to wait and see what federal cuts impact our budget and what we're going to do about that. I think any measures that we do in June are going to be stopgap measures, and the real question is going to loom in October, potentially, for a special session.
Okay. What about some of the committee work you've been doing? Are you guys wrapping things up or what?
We've wrapped up our committee work as of about 2 weeks ago. We haven't had any bills referred back from other committees to us yet. We'll have to deal with them as they arise. Right now, our focus is on the Transfer Act, which is dealing with a number of projects that are backlogged in terms of approving the remediation process. And we're looking at a transfer act fairly similar to what was done in Massachusetts, Rhode Island. And it basically let the transfers of property happen in a more logical and reasonable way so we can get our development moving forward.
All right. Let's go to the local scene now. What do you think about the opening of the ribbon cutting for the Cohen Eastern Greenwich Civic Center in your district?
Well, unfortunately, I missed the opening yesterday because I was up in Hartford. So the entire legislature was up there. I don't know if Senator Fazio was there. I think they meet next Tuesday, but the House met yesterday. So I wasn't able to attend the ribbon cutting. I think it's fantastic. We finally got that project. We had been working on that project for about 20 years and finally got the project approved. About four years ago in the RTM. And the work, you know, it was delayed in the opening for the finishing touches, and I'm glad they've got that project finished and put to rest. I think they did a beautiful job on the project. So commendations to the Department of Public Works on what they did there.
All right. Staying local, have you put your RTM hat on? Talk about the budget that the town budget and education budget you guys have now in your hands. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm particularly concerned because there were about $132 million of long-term projects that were zeroed out and postponed with a zero budget base. So we moved 132 of line items that were going out over 10 years. So all those projects are up in the air. So whether they're reform or work on our town transfer site at Holly Hill or the school budget, I'm particularly concerned because the Republicans unilaterally cut $4 million from the school budget, and I don't know how they're going to make that fit.
All right, and as I'm trying to remember, if last year you really didn't do much on it because you cannot add to it, right? So you can only cut from it. Do you expect the same thing this year?
There is no wiggle room within the town charter for the RTM to add to the budget. We can issue, in a sense, the meeting resolution, but we already did that on gas leaf blowers and the BET cut the funding, or actually the Republicans on the BET cut the funding for the town to purchase electric leaf blowers. So we're going to be stuck with gas leaf blowers, at least on the town side going forward. And there's no real mechanism to put that back in. So that was one of the measures that we had passed to ordinance at the RTM, and the BET cut it out. So they didn't seem to believe that the electric leaf blowers were a logical way to go. I tend to disagree, but you know, I'm disappointed on that. But the town budget overall, there's very little in the way of capital projects moving forward in terms of either planning or development stages for any of those projects. So I'm not sure how, as a state representative, I can argue for funding if there's no plans in place to do anything.
All right, Representative Meskers, appreciate your time this morning, and got some busy times ahead of you, right? Another RTM meeting in a couple of weeks, then the budget, and you're working on the state.
We'll be busy through the end of June on the state side, trying to wrestle with what the implications are going forward.
All right, great. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Next week at this time, it will be State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich.